This is Rabbi Nesanel Bron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. We continue Yud Dalam and Aleph 14a, the second section, the green text. Tanya, we learn in a braisa of Yossi Aglili Omer. Ve'aspecha migornecha umiyikvecha. Right, as you take in, as you gather in from your goren, from your grain, and from your yekev, which is your wine. Right, why these two? So, ma goren bi yekev miyuchadin. Right, that goren, the grain and the wine are special. Right, they're miyuchad. Shegdelin al mei shana she'avra. Right, they have grown on water from the previous year, and therefore mis asrin, they are miser lishana she'avra, right, based on that previous year. Af kol shegdelin al mei shana she'avra, so too, right, they serve as the paradigm, the example. Anything else that grows on the water from the previous year, mis asrin lishana she'avra, right, that is also going to be tithe based on the previous year's cycle, right? So again, 1, 2, 4, 5 is Maiser Sheni, the second tithe. He takes Yerushalayim, 3 and 6 is, so wherever you are, if it's based on the previous year, so then you'll know whether it's Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani, whether it's the second tithe or the poor man's tithe. Yatsu Yurakot, that comes to exclude vegetables, Shigdelen Almei Shana Haba, because they grow, right, with the water from the current year, right, the incoming current year, umis asrin l'shana haba, and therefore they are tithed according to the incoming or upcoming year. Right, so I'm definitely not a farmer, right, but it seems like the grain and the wine are growing off the saturated ground from previous rains, while the vegetables are growing from, right, current rain and current moisture, and that will determine whether it's the previous year or this year. And that is the position of Rav Yossi Aglili. It's dependent upon rain from this, right, rain water from this year, from last year. But which year did the water come from? Rav Akiva has a different opinion. Rav Akiva Omer, Ba'aspecha migarnecha umiyikvecha, right? As you take in from your goren and your yekev, from your grain and your wine, what's specific, special to grain and wine? Ma goren be yekev, shmiyuchadin, right? Grain and wine are special, unique, specific, shikdelen arov mayim, right? They will grow on the majority of water, i.e. all they need is rainwater. Umis asrin l'shana she'avra. They are tied based on the previous year. Av kol shigdelen al rov mayin, anything that grows on the majority of water, that, right, all you need is the rainwater. Mis asrin l'shana she'avra goes, is tithed on the previous year. Yatsu yirakot shigdelen al kol mayin, that comes to exclude vegetables that require all water. They require even more water than the rainwater. Right, they have to be bring some water to actually irrigate the field. Umis asrin l'shana haba. They will be miser based on the upcoming incoming year. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, great, we have the criteria of Rav Yossi Aglili, right, last year's, this year's water versus Rabbi Akiva, rainwater versus additional irrigation. Right? And my benayu. What is the difference between them? What the difference between them is, you'll need to come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.